This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss how bars are contributing to the spread of COVID-19 in Georgia. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, bars were one of the last businesses to get the green light from Governor Kemp to reopen. What are the current guidelines for bar owners to safely serve customers?
The new guidelines that came out in mid-June from Governor Kemp essentially said that bars are allowed to welcome 50 people, which is twice as many as before, or 35% of their total listed capacity, whichever is greater. So clearly they're allowed to have more people inside across the state. And restaurants were also given a little bit fewer restrictions as well in terms of seating and capacity.
And compared to restaurants, why are public health experts concerned about going to bars specifically?
Well, one issue is just the close contact of people. If you're in a crowded bar, you're definitely closer to people around you. When you're drinking, you're not wearing a mask. It's really hard to socially distance. And with alcohol, the more you drink, the lower your inhibitions are. And it typically gets louder in bars as the night goes on and people are shouting more. It's just a potential breeding ground for COVID-19.
There was a recent study that tracked where folks are spending a lot of their time using cell data. So what does that tell us about bar activity?
The company ZenReach shows some data that when bars reopen, that the foot traffic in Georgia went up considerably in bars and nightclubs. And at the same time, they note that the number of cases, the number of daily cases of COVID-19 in the state went up as well during that time. So the graphs kind of line up. It's not a cause and effect graph, but it does show that there is perhaps some correlation between people going to bars more in Georgia and the number of COVID cases, and it's true in other states. And the state public health figures show that there's an increasing number of COVID outbreak investigations in bars and restaurants over the last couple of months. And that coincides with their looser restrictions under Governor Kemp's executive order.
And in Athens, we've seen that many of the downtown bars that are popular with students have been very full and sometimes without many masks in sight. So the city passed an ordinance to change last call from 2 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that ordinance is currently being challenged in court. But has there been other local action to help control high-risk bar behavior?
Well, Athens may be the first of its kind in terms of this local ordinance in Georgia, but several states have either kept bars closed or limited their serving hours. North Carolina, South Carolina are two. You have the cities of Nashville and Knoxville in Tennessee, and Texas has done some closing of bars or dialing back on the opening of them. So there are several states that have pursued this. Governor Kemp, on the other hand, has taken a much more pro-business, pro-economy stand and has reopened them to a large degree.
Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBNews.com.